Shall we turn to Book of Matthew, chapter 7, reading from verse 6 to 12. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and return again and rend you. As it shall be given you, seek, you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, to him that knocketh it shall be opened. For what man is there of you, whom his son asked bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, who is in heaven, give good things that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, you do even so to them. But this is the law and the prophets. So, now when we see the end of the verse 12, it says this is the law and the prophets. So on the Sermon on the Mount, starting in chapter 5, the Lord started comparing what was in the law and what the prophets said, and now it is closing here in verse 12. And he has made a few comparisons beginning from verse 5, then the Beatitudes, salt and the light, then the adultery, then loving the enemies, not as in the Old Testament, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But in chapter 6, it is the righteous acts, of three righteous acts, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Then, the serving the women and serving God. Then also about the provisions what our Heavenly Father has made. And in chapter 7, we saw that judging. Now we see here in verse 6 it is starting with give not which is holy unto the Lord, and closing it here with the asking and receiving, and there ends the law and the prophets. Then the following verses he talks in the New Testament without the comparison to the Old Testament. He talks about the entering into that kingdom and the gates and the false prophets. And in the light of all these three chapters, a man who is building his house, either in the rock or in the sand, then it ends the chapter. So the large part of what the Lord was talking to his disciples, in comparison to what was said in the Old Testament and now the New Testament or the New Dispensation teaching, the Lord was sharing so far to them. So, come back to verse 6. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. It is, the precious things what God has spoken to his disciples, after his departure in the ministry, then when they are being used by the power of the Spirit, then they need to be careful in how they use these precious things what God is teaching them. And he pointed out two animals, one is a dog and the second one is a swine. And he said, don't put the pearls are compared to the precious and valuable things which are collectibles. So we don't use it, throw them here and there. And when you don't throw your pearls, that means which you consider as a very precious and valuable things. What Lord was teaching to his disciples so far, that you don't throw them to the dogs or the horses. The dogs, we read now in 2 Peter chapter 2, it returns to its vomit. And the swine, it again, it goes back to the mud, and whatever the washes he give, it doesn't matter, it goes back. So I'll read that verse in the book of 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 22. But it is happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. So both these, the Peter was one of the person who, when the Lord was speaking these Sermon on the Mount, and exactly in the same terms, Peter was also writing to the believers. And he said, the dog turns to its own vomit. So when we read this verse in Matthew 7:6, give not which is holy unto the dogs, and neither can ye cast the pearls that is precious and valuable things, so don't put them to dogs or the swine. And the holy, the word is, when it is compared to the New Testament, it is book of Leviticus chapter 22. So it is a flesh out of the peace offering, and that should not be touched by any unholy thing. Book of Leviticus chapter 22 verses 6 and 7. The soul that which hath touched any such shall be unclean until even, and shall not eat of the holy things, unless he wash his flesh with water. And when the sun is down, he shall be clean, and shall afterward eat of the holy things, because it is his food. So this is a part of the peace offerings, and what it was mentioned here. And they are not supposed to eat if the person is unholy or touching any unclean thing. In the same chapter, verse 10, there shall no stranger eat of the holy thing, a sojourner of the priest, or an hired servant shall not eat of the holy thing. And also in verse 16 of the same chapter, or suffer them to bear the iniquity of the trespass when they eat their holy things, for I, the Lord, do sanctify them. So that means eating a part of the flesh of the peace offering, which is considered a very holy flesh, and it should not be eaten by any unclean or unholy person without washing. Or a stranger should not eat, or a sojourner should not eat, and that is the conditions which was laid to that. So what is considered as a precious thing, that is, our Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners, and he died on the cross, he rose again, and now those who all believe him, he gave the privilege to call them as the children of God. And then when they exercise that wonderful absolute faith on him and his completed work, and God bestows the gift of the Holy Spirit, and through the power of the Spirit, they can live in these mortal bodies as if they belong to a new creation. And those precious things, that means not only that, the Lord is going to come, and he, when he comes, he will establish his kingdom. And that was the message he was talking in these three chapters. And when that holy thing, which is considered as coming from heaven, and the calling to the heavenwards, and when it is put before someone who does not understand the holy thing and also a vomit, that is the nature of the dog. So when you give good food, he enjoys. And also when he turns his own vomit, that means he does not have any discretion. And what is holy or what is pure and clean and what is vomit. So that is the nature of the dog. So you don't give the holy things to such people. So when we have to share the things which are very precious in the sight of God and what is maybe dear to our hearts, if the person is not having such kind of an understanding. And when we put these precious things before them, and the Lord is saying, don't do that. And in the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 2, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of consumption. So here Paul writes about beware of dogs. So as we have seen in 2 Peter 2, the dog turns back his vomit. And here Paul was mentioning the beware of dogs. That means the people who converted from Judaism or from any idol worship, and now they are looking as if they are converted, and if they are still practicing or having an affinity towards the things what they have left and came back, and you beware of those people. So that means they brought something, they came off, but they have in their heart something, and and they don't mind mixing the things which now they started learning without leaving anything what is actually should be completely be left behind. Then that means the person is not able to discern and what is precious and how they needed to demark their life towards those things and the heavenly calling and the life. And those people, he said, Paul was saying that he beware of them. So that means now if you are the people who have come back from the Jewish background and they were practicing circumcision and encouraging other believers also, you do get circumcised. And you beware of those people. And when the Old Testament also, we have an example, when the children of Israelites were coming out from the land of Egypt, and some of the Egyptians also came along with them. And those were the people who has induced them to ask for so many other things what they have left in Egypt. So when we see a mixed group of people and who were not able to really understand the work of God in the redemption world. So now, if we see that kind of people, then Lord was saying that you be careful in what you are sharing with them. And also the dog is a very ferocious, and it is, if he turns back and raises against us, it can do that. And that is why, and when we see that when a person is not ready to accept the precious things of God, when we are making our way to give these wonderful things to them, and ultimately because of the wicked nature which is lying in them, and they may rise against us. So he wanted us to cautiously behave and understand the people with whom you are now presenting these things and how they are going to take it. So when I was newly born again, that my interest was so much that why did not the whole world know the Lord? And everywhere, all the time, was continually speaking about the Lord. Whether I am walking on the road, or traveling on the motorbike, or traveling in the bus, train, plane, everywhere, that my job became just to carry the bunch of tracts all the time and distribute, talk about the Lord. But that did not go well, because I didn't have this kind of an understanding that time. I only thought I found a wonderful thing in my life, and I must speak of this off. And everybody whomsoever I know, that I must speak and convey this wonderful truth. But their hearts were not ready, and many people turned against. But ultimately, it took a lot of time to understand this lesson and move on. But in the beginning, I did not have that kind of wisdom to do that. And when we come back to that next one.
Brother.
Yes.
Just one clarification, brother.
Yes.
In the context of families who have not known the Lord, I always take another verse from Romans 10 that, and Paul said, how can they hear without someone preaching to them? Which is, if the word is not preached, how will they know the Lord? But at the same time, when we share the good news or we share the truth in occasions where it permits us, reject it, I have taken it that then I should not pursue it furthermore, but I cannot consider them as in a cruel way as dogs. For the dogs, if you see in 2 Peter, is referring to those false teachers.
Dogs were also referred as unbelievers, Jane.
Unbelievers, okay. So it's also referred to unbelievers, okay.
And when the Lord was speaking to that Syrophoenician woman,
yes, yes.
Then he said that I cannot take the food from the table of the sons and give it to throw it to the dogs. So dogs, in that context, the Lord was mentioning unbelievers.
Okay. Yes.
So in his here, we need to have the discerning. Sometimes the believers also, when you talk about the important things, if they are not ready, then they may not like it. And unbelievers, definitely, when you talk about the Lord and the Lord will forgive your sins and come receive you, they may not like it. In both ways, we find people. So we can see also example in book of Acts chapter 13. Verse 44 onwards. And the next Sabbath day, come almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you, and judge yourself unworthy of the everlasting life. Lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so had the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. So here we see the Jews who raised against Paul and Barnabas, and they leave that place. The place is called here, they came into Antioch in Pisidia, that is in verse 14 of the same chapter. But just if you read some previous verses, there were people who believed. They were all an unbeliever group. Then after preaching, then the people came to know the Lord. But after seeing that some people came to know the Lord, then the Jews were very furious and they raised against him. In most of his places where Paul and Barnabas visited in the first missionary journey, we see the people who raised against him were the Jewish people. And they were driven out from most of the cities.
So we can fulfill the Matthew 28:19, the commission.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a rejection, we should just shake our dust and move on.
That's right.
Okay. So we do not.
Sorry, yes. Go. No, go ahead.
So I said that, you know, though we have been called to proclaim the truth and the kingdom of heaven, but when there's a rejection, whether it is from a near or, you know, from anyone who is opposing, we do not pursue them to make them believe. We just keep moving on. That's what we don't just have to force them to believe or try to prove them to understand us.
Yeah, That is in the following verse, it is there. That
answer. Okay, brother. Okay, brother.
Yeah. And neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet. And as the dogs speaks of the inward fury, inward impurity, because of it raises against the person who it can come against us. But the swine speaks of the outward uncleanliness. And also, whatever the wash you give, but it goes back to the mud. And we also notice that is one of the unclean animals which is mentioned in the Leviticus. And that is what the animal, they cannot eat, the Lord of prohibits them eating that. And one more thing we see in the character of a swine is, it can never raise its neck and look upwards. It is always downwards. So a person and who loves the world and the dirt and the wickedness of the world, and who doesn't have any idea of what happens after the death, and he doesn't want to be convicted that he is a sinner, and wants to only living here to enjoy the world. And those are all the people compared to this animal. So any dirt of the world doesn't problem. It never brings them into conviction that they are sinners or they committed something not right. So when you throw the pearls before them, and they thought it is a food, but when it is not food, and they cannot eat, there is no flavor, and they sense that it cannot be eaten, and they get angry. So what they are always looking is something very dirt. So not anything which is very valuable and the precious thing. So that is the nature of them. And they trample it. So it will be useless.
Brother, this passage is for the believers to believers, right, brother?
It will be taken for both. Yeah.
Both? Okay.
Yeah. So when I was an unbeliever, I had experience. When I became a believer, when I'm speaking to unbelievers, I had an experience that when I understood the truth of the kingdom and started speaking to the believers, also I had some experience in both ways. So when people who understood Jesus Christ is the Savior and He died for them, and by grace everything will be done in their life, and they just need to wait on the Lord and everything will be over. And to them, when we say, let us run our race, and let us endeavor, and let us commit, and let us surrender, they did not like that message. They thought, I am not talking anything about the grace of God. Obviously, it is the grace of God which works in us and lifts us up, but when we say, let us run our race, when Paul says, what is he saying? And when he said, I am running, then why is he dying? Why is he doing? Why is he running, doing that? Or when he is saying that I beat my body black and blue and bring it into my subjection, why is he doing that? So that means the Lord wants to work, and we are cooperating or accepting His work which He wanted to do in us, both ways. And that is one thing, is the Lord willing to do work in us, and we are the one who are taking, accepting and receiving that work and allowing the work of the Lord in us to be conformed to the image of the Son. He will never push any person to come into the image of His Son. And that is contrary to the nature of the Lord. Otherwise, then people will cry that what happens to my freedom? So people did not like that also. So I had, in both occasions, I had an experience from both the friends, unbelievers and also believers. And I guess you also know that when you are talking to the people that we need to live and God has called for His kingdom, people did not like that message everywhere.
Yes, brother.
Mm-hmm. So it was both ways. And when you talk to your relatives and family members, those are unbelievers, but they also do not like it. So that is obvious experience for both the friends from many people.
Father, So the command not to cast your pearls before swine, it can, in essence, can this instruction which is given in verse 6 be the same that Jesus gave to the apostles when he said, if anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, take the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town. Is it the same that when you share the gospel and it becomes very apparent that it's not acceptable and people are not responding to the good news, that you move on? Is it the same what God told the apostles to this folks before the swine?
Yes, sister. So when people do not really have the a sensible heart to see beyond this life, and when then we are talking about the thin conviction and the redemption, they don't like it. So the portion which we read in Acts 13 also, the same thing happened. And that is what the Lord was speaking to his disciples.
We can also take it for believers, right? Again and again, even being instructed, they go back to their own.
That's right.
Returning to the vomit, right?
That is the dogs.
In the world as well as be to the God service, both the ways.
Both the ways. And that means they lost the discretionary knowledge and what not to mix and how the separation should be maintained. So the holy thing, which is very, very important, the Lord said, they are not supposed to touch, not even eating. Forget about eating. And those dogs, they don't distinguish between what is holy thing and what is vomit. It is, for them, it is only eatable thing. So whenever the fall worked, there were always dangers lurking. Those who came back from different backgrounds and wanted to bring different practices into the Christians. And that is how so many epistles he has to, very, with a great burden, he had to express that. Even within the Christianity, when we come from a different understanding and the teaching, then the new things which are in the scripture when we came to know, it is very difficult for many people to accept it and to change. But that is not comparable to these things, but I am talking about the nature of a man. So verse 7. Ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. So if you read this verse in the light of the previous two passages, like judging and also that throwing the holy things and casting the pearls, and we do not have that enough knowledge and wisdom how to judge people and also what to throw and where to throw, or how to cast and what not to cast and where to not to cast. We don't have the knowledge. That is why I did mistakes. But I believe many people have done in their newfound zeal and the happiness and the joy from the Lord. But the Lord will deal differently with that. But when with a clear understanding, what the clear understanding the Lord wanted to give to us is, so we, with the depravity of the man's nature and the fallen nature which is still lurking, and we don't have the ability to properly understand the people, to pass the judgment and to do proper things, what is right in the sight of God. Similarly, whom to speak, how to speak, when to speak also, we don't have the knowledge. Then what the Lord is asking, you ask me that. So book of James chapter 1.
Which book, Uncle?
Book of James, chapter 1. Verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that he giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. And for let not that man thinketh that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So when I don't have the knowledge and whom to talk and what to talk and when to talk, that is what the Lord is asking for the wisdom. Because in book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3, that their hearts may be comforted, being knit together in love unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom all the treasures and the wisdom of the knowledge, and also in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. So our Lord Jesus Christ is our wisdom. But as we have been seeing, so when we eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, we only receive the knowledge of what is good and what is evil. But the man do not have the ability to leave the evil and do only good. But when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and who is full of, who, in whom all the wisdom and the knowledge is now treasured, and he gives his knowledge, and also along with that knowledge, he also empowers us how to use that knowledge and how to leave the evil part aside, which is in us. And that is the beauty which the Lord would give us. So that is what we should ask the Lord, that doing those things, what is mentioned above. And secondly, we can also ask, now we are talking about Kingdom of Heaven from chapter 5, 6 and 7. And when we see and examine our lives, everyone is saying, it is, we are feeling so much short of that, what the Lord is expecting of in our lives. But we ask the Lord, as we live in these mortal bodies, in this wilderness journey, in this very changing, perversing world, unless God gives us wisdom to conduct our lives in a manner, not to allow that dust to completely settle on us, and how to tread our path carefully, and making every day one step at a time towards that onward journey of heaven's kingdom, and keeping ourselves clean from every wickedness and vice of the enemy, and the temptations which causes from the enemy, and within and without. And the Lord may grant us wisdom. And when people ask, then the Lord is given the promise, you ask, it shall be given. Oftentimes we go back and ask the things what we needed. And when our neck is only bent upon the things of the earth, then we are not able to see what God wanted to give. And then we will only ask amiss all the time. And when we are understanding the purpose for which we have been called, and the greater value of that plan and purpose, and when we understand, then we should ask that. Otherwise, how a man can really make a very headway towards that? It is impossible. But when we ask, he gives the wisdom, and every day how to conduct our lives, and whether to speak, how to judge, how to share things, and how to live, then accordingly he will also supply strength to conduct all those affairs, then prepares us every day according to the earnest desire and your focus on what things you may get. So verse 7, then ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find. So when I ask these things, I will ask for wisdom, then I will ask to find wisdom. And if I ask strength to move on to the heavenly kingdom, then I will also find strength. And if I find I am seeking the treasures of the heavens, then I will also find those things. And over a period of time with the Lord, that is what we continually learn, that what is to seek every day morning afresh, and what He wanted to keep us, give us the treasures of the kings of the heaven, to feed us, to strengthen us, and to understand, to enlighten our hearts, so that as if we belong to that place, and it is going to be ours. And a knock it shall be opened unto you. So not only we find, but when it is inside, then we need to enter it. So that means we understood what it is, we required, we found it, then we come into the experience of living that one. So though I have the wisdom, I received wisdom, and I found it, and it is coming into my heart, but I need to apply and live that one. That is what it is called entering into that experience of what I received from the Lord. So the man is asking the Lord, Lord, bringing me to see the things of the heaven. And also I may really understand and receive those things. Then I may knock and come into the experience of living that experience, living into those things what Thou hast given to me. That is opening the doors for us. Verse 8, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it will be opened. So we have seen last week also in the prayer. So everyone whosoever asketh. So as we said, for asketh there is a condition, James put it. He should not doubt that whether he would receive. Everyone whosoever asketh by faith he will give liberally. And when asking, then what is God is giving, then will I seek it and pursue those things. Then once I am pursuing those things, when I come into the much more clearer understanding, then will I really enter into those things. So one brother nicely explained this. So when a person who was a sinner, and the Holy Spirit is touching his life and bringing the conviction in his life that he was a sinner, and the message he heard that Jesus Christ came to save the sinners, and there is a redemption available from his old condition. And that is the time the wind blew on him, and he was quickened, born again. And that is what he asked before that, the Lord touch my life. Then he started seeing the things from above, after he was born again. Then when he started pursuing those things to find what was that, why did I call into, and what is the purpose? It is not only simply saving me from my sins. No, it is something much more precious. And then he sought after that. And when he sought after that, and when Lord started opening those things for him, then he also started experiencing those things though he was living here. So he was born again and found the new things of the things related to the heaven. Then by knocking the doors to come into the experience of those things, then when the Lord opened the doors, he started living into those things. So he says, it is like a bird which was in an egg form before becoming an egg bird. When hatching was done, received the life, the shell was broken, eyes opened, and saw the things, started saying the things, just started breaking the shell and started coming into the life and opening the eyes and started seeing the things around. A little while, started seeing the things above. And that time also he has his wings and are all there but not strengthened yet. And once it started forming the wings, and strengthening in its wings, then whatever it is seeing only upwards before, then slowly started moving upwards and making his small flights. And when the wings started strengthened and completely learned to fly in the sky. And when it was on the earth, it only opened the eyes and to see the upwards what was there in the heavens, heavenwards. Then in between he started seeing what was therein. Then the wings strengthened and what was only seeing from here now started flying into those realms. And every believer what he should ask is, Lord, the new life which is really connect me to the things of the heaven that I wanted to come into the functionality of that life. And I wanted to seek after those things which thou hast kept for us in heaven. And strengthen my wings, my heart and my soul so that I may continue to comprehend those things which thou hast kept me while I live in this mortal body. Though I live here, but my heart and my soul may continue to learn to live in the heavenly spheres. And that I am entering into those things. And when our limitation and every daily course of life made us to look down all the time, and we are not able to look beyond, though eyes are open, we are not pursuing the things what was kept for us, then there is no energy strengthened. We don't muster enough energy in our wings to fly in the higher realms, because the things of the earth by its gravitational force pulling us down and down everyday life. We should ask those things. Lord, make me to fly. And let me teach me how to live in the higher ground. And teach me how to hear the joyful sound of the trumpet. Then why I am so much struggling every day? Because my heart has not filled with the weighty things for which I have been called by the Lord. But the promises are so true, and there is no ambiguity, and there is no something conditions here. And if I am truly truthful in my heart, and the Lord is willing to do everything, whatever the Lord is promising here. Verse 9. What man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? So Father, and if the children ask bread or fish, they won't give something which is poisonous. And though in verse 11 he says, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts. So our nature, the Lord says, it is evil. But still we know these good things to do to our children. Then when our Heavenly Father, who is full of goodness and wanted to give only good gifts to his children, then why will he not give us and whatever we ask? Not the things of the earth he is promising, but the things of the heavens. And when our eyes are set on that, when our heart is laid rest on that, and we have a desire to seek those things which God has kept for us. So when an evil heart person can do so much good to his children, when our Heavenly Father, why will he not do these things for his children? When we really ask with such a truthful, desirous, earnest heart, he'll certainly do that. Verse 12. Therefore, all things whatever you would men to do to you, you do even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. So in all the previous passages, whatever we read from Matthew 5 to now, whatever the men wanted you to do to you, and you do the same thing to them. So when you are in trouble, you expect that people should talk to you. So you do the same thing. When you are in need, you expect that people should come and visit you and meet your need. And you do the same thing when you are in a position to do that. And when you thought that when you did something wrong that people should forgive you, you do the same thing. You think that you are looking for love of the people, love from the people, then you also do the same thing too. You think that you should not be judged, and you don't judge others. So the sum all principles till the in this verse, and he has concluded there, and this is the golden rule.
Can I ask one question, sir?
Yeah.
Here in the sixth verse, do not give what is holy to the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So here, what do not give what is holy?
Mm-hmm.
That is the gospel, word of God.
Word of God also can be taken as a holy thing, very precious thing. But if a person's heart is not ready, and they are going to raise against you because you are sharing the word of God to them, and people rejecting is different. People raising against you because you are talking to them the gospel, that is different. We need to see the difference. So we need to see the nature of the person whom you are going to talk. Though we don't know that, so before we talk, we don't know that, how they are going to react. But for that, we can ask the wisdom, the Lord may give us wisdom to do so. So in different places where Paul and Barnabas went, they had a lot of opposition. But there are people who also accepted the truth. So that means the Lord prepared those hearts, and the Lord prepared the hearts of the Paul and Barnabas to suffer those consequences of being challenged and people raising against them, both ways. So that is what we need to ask the Lord. Lord, give me wisdom. I may not do thy work because of my own zeal, my own interest, or for my satisfaction. And when you look at Acts chapter 13, Paul and Barnabas were separated by the Spirit and were sent out to do this ministry. So if the Lord sends us out and tells us, today you should go and speak to this person, and when you are conversing with the people, this is the opportunity, present the gospel. When you do that, that is fine. But when you wanted to do without any proper understanding or not depending upon the Lord, then we land into the problems.
Actually, here dogs and swine, they are dirty.
They are
referring to people only. Those dogs and
referring to the people.
People, and they are dirty. So yes. Jesus also told he came for sinners. So. Yes. For dirty people only, they need word, no sir?
They need word, but within that wicked people, there are people who are going to, instead of peaceful way of presenting, allowing the people to present the gospel, they will create more havoc. Mm-hmm. And in Ephesus, when Paul was preaching, there was a riot. So then Paul has to go away from there.
Mm.
Yeah, those are the situations Paul or the Lord was referring here.
Mm.
So he went there. But while what happened at the end, then there was a Diana temple and all that commotion happened, there were riots. And ultimately, while he was writing the incident about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and we had no hope in us that we will be alive. And we were so close to death. But the Lord delivered us from the death. So those are the incidents which the Lord was speaking, and be watchful and careful about the people. He is not forbidding us to share the word, sister. He encourages us to share, but while sharing the word, or before sharing the word, you be conscious and depend upon the Lord. The Lord will guide you. And when you, there are likelihood of being facing these kind of people, then you need to be watchful about them.
Probably, as they told, these people are known people maybe before. So they know the nature of them.
No.
So we should be cautious there maybe.
No, in Ephesus, inefficient, they don't. Paul and Silas, they don't know them before.
No, they don't know them.
Because it was only they came to know that he was a Jewish person. Mm. That was one problem. Second problem was when people started turning to the gospel and the income of that Diana temple or the one who is casting the graven images of the Diana, his income is lost. And he mobilized the people to raise against these people, to Paul and the Silas. Then there was a commotion. There was riots.
According to the situation.
That's right. And we should ask for the wisdom that when he is not saying us don't share the word. But why before sharing that you ask the Lord whether that is the plan of the Lord for you to go and share the word. Whether Lord may prepare the hearts of the people. And if there is a danger lurking from the enemy, then he will protect you.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, clarify, within that chapter, the context is talking about judging others, verses 1 to 5. So could we take verse 6 as we're not supposed to judge others, but we are supposed to exercise a form of discernment in preaching the gospel to others. So if they, it's not just a matter of rejection, but if they trample the word, blaspheme, or do something where they're disgracing the word of God and its preciousness, then we are supposed to avoid situations like that.
Correct.
Okay.
Great. So, yeah. That is what precisely means there. You don't do that. Don't throw the holy things before the dogs.
Should that be also be considered even, so one is for non-believers, even for the believers who are not following the Lord, you know, sincerely, even though for the namesake, you know, they are there and then that discernment is needed to see where the heart of that person is, and then share that what is needed. And does it also applicable to the self as well, Uncle? For example, where, you know, when person is not walking right with God, and then using the word of God in a wrong way, you know, for a wrong application, is also not encouraged. Is that correct?
Param, your voice was broken in between. So are you a little far from your device?
Yeah.
No. Can you come closer and talk again, please?
Okay. Yeah, so, Shweta said you already covered, Uncle, so first point. I came late, so.
Okay. I'll read one verse. It is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. So, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. So, we are many times got into the deception when we talk to the people and the different things what they do. But really, when you closely observe the life, we don't see any power thereof.
Yeah.
So when you talk, you feel they are very good. But when the application of the life of the same things was not seen at all, then Paul, writing to Timothy, he said, you just stay away from them. Then what kind of goodness which we can do to them? That means they wanted to put a kind of a mask of their spiritually inward shallowness. And when you talk deeper things of the Lord, then they may not like it much. They may not appreciate it. Because it brings the conviction, and also it need to make some kind of sacrifices in their life. They may not like that. So those are the people who try to interpret the word to their convenience and talk about it. I don't know fully, Param, that I answer was that, or you need more clarification.
No, that is good, Uncle. It's the one part that's a very accurate word reference that you shared just now.
Mm.
The second part is the self itself. You know, the self.
Mm.
Let's say when a person is backsliding,
mm.
and then you can, the person is a believer, but then it's a backsliding. Then you could sense that moment itself, that the way that person talks and, you know, based on the word of God. But that time I've seen the use of word of God in the regular context may not be appropriate, you know, which is not even relevant.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they say, yeah, it's, you know, by God's grace, I got this, you know, it's really will of God, I did this. But definitely there is no even the presence of spirit.
Yeah.
In those contexts.
That is right. So, if that is the person who is doing that one, that is very, they say, that is a very dangerous situation.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to clarify.
Yeah, it is very, very dangerous.